This interview is with Mr. Owani Dlamini of MUT Radio, University of KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa. With us today is football legend Didier Drogba, who was announced on October 18, 2021, as the World Health Organization's brand new Goodwill Ambassador for Sport and Health. Mr. Drogba from Cote d'Ivoire will support WHO to promote the organization's guidance on the benefits of physical activity and other healthy lifestyles, and highlighting the value of sports, particularly for the youth. So without further ado, Mr. Owani Dlamini, you have the mic.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Mr. Drogba.
Good afternoon.
I hope you are having yourself a good day and a good welcome from us here at MUT Radio as well as the afternoon hangout team.
Thank you.
Okay. I guess our first question is, can you tell us about the Healthy 2022 World Cup as well as creating a legacy for sports as well as health campaign?
Well, the Healthy 2022 World Cup is a comprehensive program that fosters a trilateral partnership, you know, between WHO, FIFA, and the Ministry of Health of the government of Qatar, in preparation of the 2022 World Cup, and over major sports events during that time. And it's important, knowing what we've been through, you know, with the pandemic, to acknowledge that sport is really something that is powerful, that helps you recover, that helps you stay fit, you know, during the time where people have to stay at home. You know, you saw everybody doing videos trying to jiggle with the balls, or right, to run, or to do activity to stay active, and the World Cup is a great opportunity for us as ambassador to promote health and sports.
All right. And being an ambassador is obviously a very huge responsibility. And being an ambassador for the World Health Organization, how did you feel being approached as an ambassador for sports and health?
Yeah, I feel honored. I feel proud as well, because it's a big responsibility. But at the same time, I take it very simple, because health is something that matters for all of us, I believe even for you.
Yeah.
So it's not something that is going to be very difficult to address, but it's important to have some strong messages and people that can relay these messages, and I'm one of them, with Alison Becker and then many of us other ambassadors. But it is important that we come together to make sure we stay healthy, to make sure we eat healthy, to make sure that we practice some sports activity, not only football, but just to stay active, because someone used to say movement is life. So the more you move, the more you stay active, the more you can live. So that's exactly it.
Wow. This is not the only health-based campaign that you've taken part of, as you've taken part in HIV prevention campaigns, anti-malaria campaigns, as well as healthy lifestyle campaigns. Would you be including this campaign these campaigns in your new portfolio?
Well, I think it's not really in my terms of reference, but I have to say that it is. Hold on a second, please.
Sure.
All of these terms are not my terms of reference, but at the same time, all of them are kind of touching base with what we're doing. So, everything that we do will have an impact on all these different campaigns that I've done before, they're all related to health. Mm. You know, the malaria campaign and all the other ones that I've done. So it's a way for me to continue this program and to be more precise and to be more active and raise awareness on what we've been through in the past year and a half and to see how we can engage people and radios like yours to spread the message.
Okay, and our final question is, what is the relationship between sports and health, and how can we use sports in order to promote a more healthy lifestyle?
Well, it's really simple. I have an example. During the pandemic, I won't say at the end, but there was a moment where the football activity started again.
Yeah.
And we could hear that this player has been tested positive and this player has been tested positive, so he's been out of the game. But they come back 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later and they're on the field and on the pitch and they play.
Mm.
So this is one of the biggest examples of how being fit, how being healthy, how being active helps you to recover faster. I'm not saying that this is the only way to recover, but it helps a lot the body to have a strong body, a strong immune system can help you to really recover faster. So I think it's linked. If you want to perform, you want to be, I take Cristiano Ronaldo as an example for the guy is an athlete. We can see that he's committed to his health because he wants to get to a certain level of performance. So you need to make sure that you eat well, you sleep well, you recover well, you do your extra work, and this is important too. When you see now you see all the athletes before. I used to see all the let's say African, I want to say Black Americans or African being naturally gifted,
right.
You know, and now you see more and more athletes from all around the world being fit, being, you know, on social media they're showing their art, they're showing that it's because being healthy has now become a lifestyle.
Yeah. Thank you for giving us a piece of your time, Mr. Drogba. Thank you for allowing us to interview you and as well as pick your brain in terms of this new honor that you have been presented with.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.